good evening. We do appreciate you coming when there are only such a small number here.
Thank you for your welcome once again. I have to tell you, numbers make no difference to my coming. But it does alter things for the visitors that I wish to bring to you.
Yes, I thought it might.
Therefore, for those reasons, this time we will leave the coming of the visitor. We will wait till there are more within the room.
Thank you. This should be at our next Monday meeting. This happens to be a holiday in our world, and of course they have to take advantage of it for the sake of their children and relatives to get together.
Do not be concerned. We are aware of these happenings.
Good.
But you know that we are affected sometimes by the lack of people power, I will call it.
Yes, I quite understand.
Yes. You see, I have developed communication skills, if you like, which makes it far easier for me.
Yes, it is certainly much easier now than when you began, isn't it?
Yes, of course. So I apologize to you here, but I do promise you, your visitor will return as soon as it is possible. I will tell you in advance as usual.
Thank you very much.
I am so sorry you have been put to unnecessary trouble.
That's no trouble at all, Senator. Absolutely not.
I know it takes your time, and for that gesture, I thank you.
Well, we love having you anyway.
Couldn't keep us away.
And we appreciate you coming. You heard that comment.
I do, and I am humbled. Thank you all. The pleasure is mine, I believe you say.
That's right. That is ours too. Mm. It is the highlight of our week, this meeting.
I have been listening to you.
Good.
There is one who wonders where his pathway lies this time. Let me say to the young gentleman, the knowledge will come. He is still young in earthly years. He has much to learn, and perhaps a little patience also. The knowledge will come to you. Try not to dwell too much on what your spiritual pathway must be.
Just get on with what's in front of me now.
Yes, that is what I say to you. Give thanks, all of you, for your very being. The very fact of of your being here is enough to give thanks to that great divine being of love. You should offer yourself for that which has been placed in front of you. In that way, you will develop forces necessary for your life whilst on this earth.
Good. I think we could all say positively that we do that now willingly. Starting with myself, I say so quite emphatically. And if each would like to answer individually, they're at liberty to do so now.
Well, I always begin to try and begin a meditation with offering myself.
Yes. Good. Once I have received your thoughts of where is my pathway leading me. Yes, I have been aware of your thoughts. So be still, listen, and go forward.
I wonder sometimes whether silly really. When the right thing comes, I will know, I'm sure.
Yes, you are a little harsh on yourself. I have to tell you, all of you are a little hard on yourselves at times.
We like to know everything at once, I think.
Yes, this is why I say you need to learn a little patience. It is a much used word in your world, but it is a word that means so much. If only you can truly understand its true meaning.
I would agree with you there. It does take time. It took me a long time to learn the full meaning of patience.
May I say, my good friend, you are still in the learning process.
I'm sure I am, yes.
It is not something that is successful, shall we say, in one lifetime.
No, because as one learns more, one wants to learn still more. And even so, the need for patience becomes predominant again.
Yes. It is a shadow which continually follows you.
Yes, I would agree.
It is that part of yourself which is always hovering behind. You see. But provided it is kept where it belongs, then you can move forward with greater understanding for all things.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Would anybody else like to commit themselves?
Before we continue, I would say to you, my friend, have you not been aware of someone's presence around you?
I have, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I have, I think. At times I've looked and wondered if there was somebody in my room.
Yes. I will come to you in a moment. I wish to speak here firstly. You have felt the presence of someone around.
Yes, I have indeed.
I speak of recent time.
Yes.
You are a little hesitant, I would suggest, in accepting fully what they are trying to communicate to you.
Yes, I must say I haven't had any particular awareness of communication. I've just been aware of the presence.
Can I say to you then, when the presence is felt, if at all possible, and I am aware that it is not always suitable, will you please enter this room and allow that presence to communicate with you?
Yes, certainly, I'd be pleased to.
If need be, I would suggest that you turn on your machine, your speaking machine. Yes?
Yes, I understand.
And sit quietly so the communication can take place.
Yes. Might that communication then come through on the machine?
It should do. We will work upon it for you.
Thank you very much. I shall certainly do that.
It will be good evidence for you.
It will be for all of us. Yes, I promise to do that. I felt it, and I remember positively, twice, and it was so strong that I spoke to my lady Ruth, thinking it was she who was with me.
No, I can say no. No, it is not she. But I understand why you would feel it to be so.
Yes, it was so strong.
This will be communication concerning the work you are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Then I shall certainly do that. Come in here and switch on the machine.
If it is not suitable, of course we understand and adjustments will be made.
Okay. But I will leave the machine ready at all times.
I thank you.
Thank you for telling me.
It is good to be amongst those who are willing and loving in support of the work and communication we are trying to achieve.
Good. I look forward to doing that.
God bless you in all you do.
Okay.
Now, let me come to this little lady. This gentle soul. Let me speak to you. You also have been aware.
Yes. I've looked a few times, I've looked in to my left or to my right, thinking there was somebody in the room.
Yes, you are right. Your sensitivity is increasing. you are a very sensitive feeling young lady. Let me say that to you. Do not look for whoever is with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just be still.
Mm-hmm.
Send out your thoughts of love and greetings.
Yes.
And you will find it becomes so much stronger.
Oh, okay.
But do not turn. Do not suddenly try to find.
Yes.
Send out your loving thoughts.
Yes. You're welcome.
In love and welcome. And you will become aware. I don't say soon, because these things take time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There is one with you who is indeed a beautiful soul. She will make herself known to you. Do not doubt it. But he come back to that word again, called patience. There is so much happening, so much going on, that at times you must be wondering, where is it all leading to? These thoughts I am aware of. I have said to you all, there is much to be done, much to come, much for you to be aware of. Which one of you has thought that the sound of the birds sing, and yet there are no birds? Yes. The gentleman across from me.
So?
Mark.
Mark, is it?
In the light of dark.
You see, I know what all of you are experiencing.
You have heard them, have you, Mark? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just had that thought very thinking that it was dark, but the birds were singing. I'm half surprised.
Do not be surprised, any of you. I said I would be close to you all. Remember this, that all of these happenings, and I am aware that it does create doubts within your mind. Remember, it is my way of showing you all how close I am to you. I hope you will accept it in the way it is given, in loving help.
I'm sure we all do, thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm very grateful.
I wish we could do something for you.
Well, my dear friend, you do give me so much, if only you knew. If only you could see how much is being given to me by the very fact of my being here with you all, and the love and the support that I feel for each and every one of you. It makes my task so much easier. Of this, I am indebted to you all. Without your love, this task for me would not be possible. So you see, although you are happy for me to be here amongst you, let me tell you that it is you who give so much to me. For that, I am eternally grateful. Think this time, if you would like to ask some questions, I will be happy to answer you.
Okay. Yes, I think one I wish to ask is, you may be well aware that at other meetings during the week, we have been asked if we would allow the particular medium or instrument to be used in the way you are used for further information from those higher beings and those from other planets. I have said yes, because we would be delighted to assist the work in that way. We were also asked not to refer to such beings as aliens, if they objected to the term. I can understand this, and I fully appreciate their feelings. We at the moment suggest that we should call them our alternative friends to distinguish them from Satyajog itself. I would like to know if they would prefer to be known in any other way or by any other name.
I see. It would indeed be correct to address them by their name. After all, you would not call a stranger from another country an alien.
No, indeed.
So, to some, I would say it is offensive. But to the majority of our cosmic friends, I would prefer to call them, because, after all, it is such a vast expanse. Your universe is one of many. To the majority, it offers no offense. because they understand that your earthly understanding is much below their own.
Right.
It is rather like seeing a small child and the wrong words that they use. You have compassion and understanding, do you not?
Do, and I'm grateful for our cosmic friends for feeling that.
Yes, but I must say to some, it does cause offense.
And we can apologize for that now, yes. We had no wish in any way to cause offense. And in future, they will be known to us as our cosmic friends.
I would suggest, may I?
Please.
I would suggest that at the beginning of any communication you may have with our friends, that you indeed ask them what they would be prepared to accept in the way of name.
Yes, certainly.
Because, you see, I have said to the majority, it matters not. So, it would be up to you to discover which peoples are finding it offensive.
This is a very good idea, Sandra, and I will do that at the next opportunity.
Let me say a little about these friends. Most are loving beings who far outweigh you in intelligence and in love and in knowledge and self-awareness. I have said before that you here on this earth are rather dense in matter and knowledge. So, you see, they show you only understanding.
Yes, they do.
They do not wish to come to you full of misunderstanding and aggravation. They want to show themselves as the beings of love and light that they are.
This is why we want only to offer them courtesy for their attention here.
What you must always remember, each and every one of you, we all developed from that divine spark. We may differ in our outer garments, but in what may we all are the same. This is what we must remember, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have so many prejudices within your world? It is fear. It is fear which causes these things. I have spoken to you before on that subject.
Yes, you have.
It is why you have such things as your racism. Because people look different to you, which creates the fear within. It is a lack of love and knowledge and and understanding that the spirit that all of you are comes from the One Source. Remember, your earth is just one tiny planet within the universe, within the galaxies, within the whole of the cosmos. So, accept those who come to you in love. Allow them to give you the communication they wish to offer. Accept it and accept that friendship. So I say to you, my friends, speak with them. Get to know how they feel and then decide on moving.
Okay. Yes, I appreciate the advice. I will do that. One of them at our last Wednesday meeting, when he said he worked on various planets, I say he, I know the term, and I asked how many, he said up to date 32. When I said, how did he appear to them, did he take on a semblance of the people with whom he was working, he smiled and said that he was amused at our constant desire to put everything in human terms. He said, you will not understand this, but I am energy. I have no body.
Let me say, you move away from gender when you reach a particular state. You become one mass of energy.
My father.
We have spoken slightly on being male and female energy.
Yes.
Within the one unit. Yes.
There it is.
When you reach the state, the form of being without gender, it becomes easy to form yourself within either gender when it becomes necessary. These are matters that you may find a little odd or strange, but my friend, this happens. So probably what I will say is, because that is the term you have used, when he visits other planets, you say he takes the form that they possess. Yes. This is possible, but only when that state has been reached.
He must have been, I'll use the word he, you understand why. I don't like saying it, that sounds insulting. So he must have reached the stage of extremely high development then.
You speak of development as you know it. Let me say to you, this is a subject for you human beings to understand, because in the state of the cosmos, you, my friend, are very low down on the scale.
Yes, so you have seen before.
So you see, there are beings who have always been formless, if you like, who have not possessed these human forms. It means not necessarily that they have risen greatly, but shall we say their starting point is different.
I see. Their starting point is different, yes, and much higher spiritually than ours.
Yes.
That makes it clear. Well, I feel even more privileged that he should have returned to us.
Yes. When first I came to you, I said many, many were gathering.
Yes, you did indeed.
This means not only in your earth, but in many planets.
That's so.
Yes. Do not think that yours is the only planet which is in need of help, because I can tell you that is not so.
Presumably many of these planets have not been visible to our astronomers and will not be because of their distance.
They will never be known.
Never be known.
Never be known.
Thank you.
Because even with extended knowledge, even when you leave these physical overcoats behind, you will not be aware of much that is there.
No, I can accept that too. Thank you. Because it's merely another small step in our learning.
It is too vast to explain to you for your understanding.
Yes.
For your general understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It is too great.
Yes, our scientists use the term nowadays of an expanding universe, but it is quite obvious from what you say that even they have no conception at all of the extent of the universe.
The expanding universe. It is an expression that brings a smile to my so-called face. It is energy expanding. Yes, they see so much but know so little.
I was hearing on the radio news this morning that scientists have now discovered in space or the ether the amino acids which create life, and they are getting all excited about it.
Are they indeed?
Mm-hmm.
I say no more.
No, I think that is the most stunning expression you could have used.
They seem to be ignoring the most vital part of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Quite, but they are. Again, it's the amino acids for the physical life.
Yes.
And this is missing the spiritual interpretation and possibility.
You found the thread of Novocaine.
I think this gentleman has said they have touched the point of thread.
Mm-hmm.
How many threads are within?
Right.
A tapestry.
Well, the tapestry it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The tapestry of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have used that simile quite often, saying that we are merely making one thread of it, or part of one thread in the work we do here.
Can I say to you, your earth would be one thread within one piece of twine?
That's really insignificant, aren't we? But we're not in the overall plan.
Please, I don't like the term, you are all significant. we are all parts of the divine plan, and each particle belongs together.
Right.
All of you are necessary.
Mm-hmm. I remember us being told long ago that I quote part of it, individuality is important only when it ceases to be important to the individual. Which is a paradox, but very true.
It is not important when you reach that state of knowledge.
Right.
You leave behind much when you reach that state of awareness. Of awareness of who and what you belong to.
Yes, so therefore the individuality would cease to have any importance.
The individuality is important whilst you wear the overcoat.
Mm-hmm.
But once you free yourself from it, then you have the widest scope of knowledge before you, where much can be achieved and much can be learned.
Good.
Do you have any advice on breaking up the mess of energy when it comes?
With love, with
ask God's blessing on you. Thank you again for all you have told us tonight.
And have a beautiful evening.
Until next time. May
I just need that.